Welcome back to Range Anxiety TV. Now, we had such success with the Ranger Danger. People liked that. People wanted to see what you can do with diesel 4x4s, particularly ones that are a little long in the tooth, that are, you know, being used. And yeah, we got a lot of good feedback on that. And those of you that are regular watchers will notice that I've had a wand upgrade. Everyone's got to get one sooner or later. Now, actually, does it work? It doesn't stick to plastic, so it's good. Today, we've got the staple diet, the unbreakable N70 KUN26 Toyota Hilux. These are things of myth, legend, and outback, I don't know what they are, but they work well out there. That's what I was about to say. A popular choice, they are pretty tough things, but like everything else, this one's done 250,000 kilometres, hasn't had a wash in about, what is it, it's a 2010 model, since about 2011, and is in here with that high mileage for a health check and a general tune-up. So I'll put on my kid gloves and get to work on it and see what we can get from it. Good thing about this, standard wheel and tyre package by the look of it, so we're not going to lose a ton of grunt through the big muddies as we discussed in Ranger Danger. But these things, the 3-litre D4D engine in them, this is the older version. Well, it's got the older computer, which is, for those tech nerds out there, it's got what they call a Kalon programming system on it, which just makes it, well, it doesn't make it any tougher. It's just a different way of reading and writing it. Later, they went to full CAN bus, like the N80. They tune up pretty good, but you do got to be real careful with them because, like all vehicles, it doesn't matter whether it's a Toyota, a Ford, a Holden, a Maserati, a Ferrari, or whatever, they all have their strengths and weaknesses, and you've got to identify those weaknesses first before you start waving the magic wand all over the maps for boost and fuel and everything else and create a bloody big mess on the dyno floor. I'm very conservative because I'm very old, and that's why you're watching Range Anxiety today. So let's go and have a look at the engine. Time to have a look at this dirty great lump under the bonnet, the 3-litre D4D. Time to extend my wand a bit. A good motor. You know, a lot of people knock them. I don't. A good motor, they had some issues in the very early days, or they can still have issues now if you don't maintain them, of just cracking pistons. I mean, it's not uncommon to see these things with blown motors. Some did it. Some didn't. Some did it almost new. Some have done 400, 500, 600,000 Ks and never done it. So it's not always a guarantee that you're going to crack a piston in one of these things. However, when they get a bit long in the tooth like this one, and they've done 250,000 kilometres, you say that again, 250,000 kilometres, it's almost been to the moon. You've got to be careful how much fuel you put in them to gain the extra power and torque, because fuel makes heat. I think we covered that in Ranger Danger, and heat is what smashes pistons in a diesel. So quite the opposite, again, to a tuning a petrol car, we go inverse. So we go, leaner is bad for a petrol engine, makes them hotter. Leaner makes diesels cooler, right? So interesting. Little turbocharger on them out the factory. They do have VNT, variable nozzle turbocharging, which means there's all these little fins inside the turbine housing that open and close to control the boost pressure via back pressure or turbine inlet pressure, rather than having a conventional wastegate. All of this is controlled electrically or electronically via the engine computer. And that's what we get into with the laptop and remap. So let's have a look. We'll put it on the dyno in a minute. We'll give it a base run. Then obviously we'll run it up with the software in it. It'll take me probably these things at this age, it'll take me two or three goes to get it right. You know, this is why you don't just get a tune flashed in a car park. You've got to measure the air fuel ratio. You've got to measure everything to do with the engine so that you get a safe and usable result. So what we'll do is we'll run it up on the dyno, and I will put my Space Wizard wand away and start tapping some keys, and we'll see what we come up with. saw it run up just then. They're pretty sort of not exciting things to watch on the dyno, but obviously the results are what we're chasing rather than a V8 engine rumble as it runs up. Standard, it was a bit on the gutless side, even for one of these. We had, I've got my wizard wand going now. It made 90.2 kilowatts. Now you see it draws at the wheels. You see it draws a funny sort of shape graph. That's due to the way the auto transmission locks and unlocks the torque converter. So there's nothing wrong with it. It's just, it flares towards the end. But a lot of them do that. So you just got to understand, Pajeros in particular do that. And so you just got to understand that's a normal part of the vehicle's behavior. There's nothing wrong with it. On the torque side of it, we were measuring just over 300 Newton meters at the wheels as it flares up at the start of the run. And remember, that's multiplied through the gear ratio, the wheel and tire size, the final drive, etc., etc. And obviously by any converter slip that's there as well will also modify the torque reading results. It's not the same as how they rate them. However, it is what you are hitting the road with, right? So that's really always important to remember. Whatever the dyno says in third gear, how I run this car, whatever that number is what you're actually hitting the road with, which is why, and I think I've explained this before, if not, I'll do it again. When you're climbing a steep hill and the car runs out of torque, what do? You put it down a gear so that the torque multiplies and up she comes. So yeah, third gear on the dyno, this is what we've got. Now we'll have a look at the torque result later, but now we'll have a look at the power. And you can see down low at 2,500 RPM, we gain 25, 27 kilowatts. So where you drive this car in the meat of the rev range between 2 and 3, we're up a huge amount of power. In fact, we're making more at, let me have a look, we're making more at 2,200 in terms of power than the original vehicle did at 3,500. So when I say, and I often say to people, it makes them feel like they'll be 1,000 cc's a litre bigger. That's why, because you've got all of this meat in the low end of the curve, and we like a bit of meat in the low end of the curve, don't we? I can see the video photographer is going to be putting up pictures of meat. That's fine, but the real meat is here, the torque curve. So with power comes obviously torque, and because the revs, the way a diesel revs is so low compared to a petrol engine, to make the gains in power, you have to make huge gains in torque down low, because power equals torque times RPM, right? Got that. We're making 140 Newton meters off the basement. 140 Newton meters. This thing, you'll use a lot less throttle to get anywhere. It'll pull like a train. Great torque gains, over 100, pretty much most of the way till starts to run out of puff at about 3 grand in terms of the torque gains. So that's about right. So it's going to feel fantastic loafing around at light throttle. And the best thing is, I was able to do this. This car was very lean standard. It was in the 24 to 1 air fuel ratios. I richened it only slightly, so it'll still be cold as all get out in the cylinder temps. 22 to 1, 21 to 1, which for those of you that know diesel AFR, that's not much at all. So it should be a durable and reliable thing. But more to the point, it will, due to all of this torque and the effortless way in which it will be able to pull things in higher gears, it will use less fuel than a standard Hilux with the power and torque gains that have come with what we've done. So as you can see, different to the Ranger, different kind of result, different vehicle, nearly as dirty. It is a worthwhile process. And what we'll do is, we won't, every time we do a video, it won't be about some dirty old four-wheel drive ute, because you're mainly here to learn about Nissan Leafs, because you're clever. But this is actually a good thing to do, and it's because they're out there. They're all over the road, and it proves that we just don't know batteries. So thanks once more for tuning into and watching Range Anxiety.